News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
While we're on the topic of Easter, that of course means eggs, and that raises the question as to whether or not you can convince your children to eat those eggs and all of those chocolates in anything resembling moderation. Louise Lennox is with us. She is chef and children's feeding therapist from Fussy Eating Kids. Louise, is it a lost cause? Is this going to end up with engorging and stomach pain no matter what we do?
Do you know what? I think from my own experience as well as all of my work, when we restrict anything with kids, they actually focus on it more. And food is about enjoyment. It's also about memories. I mean, I have the happiest memories of Easter. Did I OD on chocolate as a kid? No, because there wasn't as many Easter eggs and Easter hunts weren't as big as they are nowadays. But a big part of Easter is chocolate. And I think it's like, I'm okay with my kids eating Easter eggs. I've no problem with it. They know the Easter eggs aren't going to be restricted in the sense that they'll have a few that day, but they actually keep them for weeks on end because they're used to them being around, because I don't take it away from them. So I don't create that scarcity with my kids. And actually, that's what the research suggests as well with our children.
Although there has to come a point at some stage, I assume, where you say no. When they say, can we re-up the egg supply? You don't just agree to it, or do you?
Well, so for instance, like on the morning of Easter, we go for an Easter egg hunt. So I just accept it's going to be like chocolate for breakfast. But kids do have a natural like fullness. They're like, they will eat till they kind of feel a bit stuffed. Some children, though, if they're not used to being around that kind of food, Anton, that's actually where they will eat themselves sick, because their feeling is, if I don't eat it now, it's going to be all taken away. And that's when you do see children eating until they physically would get sick. And so with my kids, they'll eat a few of them, but they, like, when I say a few of them, they're small enough, you know, they might be a big one, they might kind of peck at one or two, but I put them up in a box and they're kept there for the next couple of weeks. I'll still have like breakfast throughout the day. So like, yes, of course, I won't let them have it like instead of dinner, because it's important to remember with sweet food, you have a child's appetite. So I will kind of restrict it in certain times during the day, going, look, we've had enough now. If we have loads now, you know, we might feel a little bit sick. We need to leave space for lunchtime. But like, you know, you do need to let them have fun with their friends or with their cousins or what that day entails. I'm totally OK with that.
One thing before I let you go, Louise, I have eaten your desserts and know what a joy it is. Do you make your own eggs or do you just buy them in?
Do you know, years ago, Anton, when I was doing the restaurant and when I had no kids and I had time, I used to be the person going, you don't make homemade eggs with your kids, that's awful. And then when I had kids and washing and tantrums and meltdowns and reality of parenthood, no, I don't. I buy all of the eggs because life is too short to make them myself anymore. But I used to make them. You're good at making desserts as well. You got 5 stars, Anton. You're very blushed today.
I was you adjacent while you got 5 stars, but we'll leave that for a different day. Louise, thanks very much. Louise Lennox, chef and children's feeding therapist from Fuss.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.